USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Demolition of what's left of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida could begin as soon as today. Recovery efforts were suspended yesterday ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday, bringing the total of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 are missing or feared dead. The storm is forecast to reach southern Florida as early as Monday. The storm has claimed three lives in the Caribbean. According to the Associated Press, a 15-year-old boy and 75-year-old woman died Saturday in the Dominican Republic. Elsa strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane on Friday, the first of the Atlantic season. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on Saturday. President Biden says he's not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems. It's estimated that 200 companies have been compromised with ransomware. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A Baltimore Circuit Court judge has temporarily blocked the state from ending its participation in several pandemic-related unemployment programs, including the $300 per week unemployment checks. Maryland would have ended its participation in the programs on Saturday if not for the judge's ruling. Governor Larry Hogan is one of more than two dozen Republican governors who moved to end participation in those programs earlier than they're set to expire. Democrats have decried the move, saying that many Marylanders still depend on the benefits. Hogan's administration said the federal benefits are keeping people in the state on the sidelines and slowing down the economic recovery by creating a labor shortage. In the NBA, the Bucks punched their ticket to the finals, representing the East.
The Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974 after defeating the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers. Game 1 of the finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis is hospitalized in Rome undergoing a scheduled surgery for a restriction of the large intestine. Just hours earlier, the 84-year-old pontiff, in keeping with Sunday tradition, greeting crowds in St. Peter's Square. On Saturday, the Vatican announced it's charging 10 people with financial crimes, including a prominent Italian cardinal. Charges include embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. As COVID restrictions are lifted, the director of the CDC says many unvaccinated people are still dying from the virus.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
She said 25% of the new sequenced COVID cases in the U.S. are the more transmissible Delta variant. And in some places, it's half.
With vaccines available across the country, the suffering and loss we are now seeing is nearly entirely avoidable.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people.
That's Wendy King reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.